Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Couple of ways you can check me out. You know, I really have not been doing a great job. Iggy T. Iggy, how are you feeling, Iggy? Is the corona been bad? Has the corona been bad to you, Iggy? Couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or you can give me a call here, 407-270-3044. I would love some listener interaction, please. Call in, I'm lonely. I've talked about this, I'm extremely lonely. Cowhead Stole Your Radio Career says, what's up, Tuttle? How are you, my friend? Thank you for joining me. You know, it would help me out, because I was thinking about this. The audio podcast is doing very, very well. I'm getting tons of downloads. That's not the problem. The problem is the live stream. And I'm not saying, and also at the same time, here, I'll tell you what I did today. This is how my mind worked. I got a piece of tape, and I will take a picture of this and post it later. It, by the way, is the audio here? Hold on, let me make sure the audio is good.
Very, very well.
You know, this is how bad it is. So at the beginning, as soon as I go live, I reset my, I close my browser, turn it back on before I even start the show, before anybody is even in here, because that seems to cause or fix the issue every single time. So I might as well just get it over with right at the beginning of the show. But back to what I was saying, the audio podcast, the audio download, by the way, it would really, really help me out. If you don't, I know a lot of you guys probably watch this, but you're not going, well, a lot of people don't listen to the whole show. You can catch it on the various platforms visually that I'm on, but if you want to catch it when you're on your way to work or whatever, you can easily do that. I'm on every single major podcasting platform. It's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, 315 Live. It's on Amazon. It's every single place that you're going to find the audio version of a podcast. So download that. I mean, I've talked about how great the audio sounds on the audio podcast. So go and check that out. But if you guys, you know, I ask a lot of people, if you want to help me out, because I did get paid today. I got paid from all the various streaming services and all the places that I put up visual content. I got paid today, and I'm grateful for that. But if you don't want to help me out by super chatting or cheering bits and stuff like that, you don't have to. You know what's more valuable than that? Telling your friends, family, loved ones, helping them spread the word about the Tuttle Daily Podcast, because I've talked about this. This is why I call you guys supporters. I call you supporters because you guys are very, very important to me. You guys help me. I'm okay, just tired and out of breath. I was tired. I was very, very tired because I had it at the end of December, and I could tell you, Iggy T. Iggy T says, because she has COVID right now, she says, I'm okay, just tired and out of breath. Yeah, that is pretty normal. You know what, Buck? Hey, Bugner, can I give you a call after the show? I'll probably be done about 8:15, 8:30. I want to talk to you because I want to talk to you because you seem to know a lot of the local performers and stuff. You did. What was the name of that that country musician that you got on the show? I want to, because I can go mobile with the equipment that I have, maybe go out to some of these events and stuff, because I want to get out there in front of the local audience here, because if I can, Dustin Seymour, he's really, really good, and he actually did a live song back when I was doing the goddamn GD show, sorry, when I was doing the show out of my car. But can I give you a call after the show? Because you seem to know a lot of the local venues and stuff. But what Buck, I played baseball with him, and he was a stud, still is. But he says, legend has it, mermaids live in that secret springs. What Buck is talking about, I went out to, because do you guys remember when I went to the Seminole Indian Mound, the Seminole Reserve Mound out in Oak Hill? I told you guys that I was going to go around and I was going to tour like Springs and Volusia County parks and stuff. And I went to Green Springs today. Guys, I was born and raised in Volusia County. I had never, ever been to this place before. I had never been to Green Springs. And the more and more I'm learning about Green Springs, Tom, do you know, like, when they created that park? Because so many people were telling me that they hate that they created that park around the springs because now everybody is out there. I went out to Green Springs. And just ahead of time, if you're wanting to get the most out of Volusia County, download, I forget the exact name of it, download the Volusia County Parks and Trails app. It is absolutely amazing because that's how I found out about Green Springs. And I went out there today thinking, oh, it's a spring? Because I grew up in DeLeon Springs. I grew up in DeLeon Springs, and, you know, we could go to DeLeon Springs and swim. I spent every single summer, every single day of every single summer until I graduated out of high school at DeLeon Springs. And you can go and swim at that place. It's very, very nice. They got the old Spanish sugar mill out there. And if you haven't been out there, it would be great. All right, so Thomas, all right, I get it. You got the ladies, I know. I can call you tomorrow. I'm out and about tonight. Not sure if Dustin is playing lots of gigs right now because his wife had a baby. He's played recently at the Grapevine Wine Bar on Orange Camp. Well, I want to talk to you about some ideas because I've thought that I need to start local. I need to start pressing the flesh locally. And then kind of start spreading out a little bit. So please give me a call tomorrow. But I went out to Green Springs and I thought, oh, I'm going to be able to swim. No, well, they got signs up there. I did run into this hippie. He was with another guy and, you know, they were drinking some beers at the end of one trail. I'm sure that they probably smoked a little bit of pot, but I mean, I'm not going to judge them. But he was telling me a lot of stories, and I asked him if he would talk to me and stuff, and he was not down to talk to me. What up, Fish on Jay? How are you, buddy? Need to make plans to go surf fishing and stuff. But I went out to Green Springs today, and I did not know what I had in store because I absolutely love this place. How did I not know about this place earlier in my life? Because, like I said, I grew up in Volusia County, and I've never been there. I've been all around that area. Hell, if I'm being honest, I think I maybe hooked up with a chick in it was a Chevy. No, it wasn't Cavalier. It was one of those like SUV type of cars that Chevy had. I forget what it was. Holy crap. I can't remember that. But we did. I remember being out there, and I think that was before this park. It was early 2000. I would love to know when this park was created, because the spring has always been there. And everybody's like, oh, Green Springs. Why is it called Green Springs? Because of the limestone bottom on this spring. It's really, really deep. They do get some sulfur. Yes, it was one of the last editions of the Chevy Blazer Fish on J. But I didn't know about this. I could have gotten some ass in just mere feet of Green Springs. And when you see this, the video is not going to do it justice, but just watch this.
Today, I decided to go out to Green Springs. I have never, ever been here, and I've lived...
Oh, by the way, my mic, the rat mic, really was not cooperating with me today. So this is... It was not a windy day. There was a lot of trees and stuff, but I was using the straight iPhone, and the straight iPhone mic picks up everything. And I've been working out a lot, but man, the microphone on the newest iPhone makes me sound like an out-of-shape heavy breather.
I've lived in Volusia County all my life, like I said, but look at this beauty.
Why am I trying to sound like the crocodile hunter? No, I don't know. Hey, what up, Alan McKinney? Alan McKinney says, good evening, everybody. And I do want some participation, some interaction from you guys. So please let me know what you're up to in the chat room. I don't get mad at anybody. I haven't done that since I've started the live stream at the beginning of the year and stuff. But why the fuck? Why am I sounding like the crocodile? Oh, this is a beautiful. Listen. Oh, the other word that I use a lot in this video. And maybe I'm just being hard on myself, or I'm just critiquing myself too much, but I use the word wow a lot. Wow. Like I'm Owen Wilson.
This beauty. I don't know if the video will do it justice or not.
It is kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the screen I'm using right now, but look. It is way more green than this. It's kind of getting like whited out a little bit. What up, Anthony? How are you, buddy? I'm glad you could join us tonight. Thank you. But man, I did not know about this place.
Holy crap. How have I not seen this place? I almost made a mistake. I read the sign.
Oh, that was the other thing. Like an idiot. I gotta... All right, so I gotta read you the text message. I've been getting so many. I don't know what happened. I just got that. I'm getting so many like messages, you know, people, this text is from BZ ED issues, question marks, add 3 inches in 3 minutes. I mean, that's pretty badass. Boost size and performance, no cost. Here. I don't know if I should even show the number, but yeah, I got a text message asking me to, if I wanted to boost my size, 3 inches in 3 minutes. I mean, if you can prove that your pills can do that, sign me up.
You're not allowed to swim in this.
But they do. I did. Wow. Wow. See, I get stuck on words. I said wow, and I just complained that I said wow in this video all the time. David Rivera, Semper Fi, hoorah. Thank you, David Rivera. Man. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, hold on. Let me do this. Iggy, she comments, you guys are so lucky to live where you do. It is. I mean, Fish on Jay would back me up on this. There are things that are not great about Florida. The mosquitoes. You know, the thing that I hate the most about the sand gnats, the sand flea. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. I hate them more than mosquitoes. I really do. But Fish on Jay, he writes to Iggy T, you'd love it in Florida. You know, that's the thing about it. Everybody talks bad about Florida. A news story, oh, that must be Florida. You want me to be honest? I'm not saying that all of them are the big stories, but a lot of the stories that you hear about Florida when they say Florida man did this, Florida man did that, they're all people that weren't born here. I mean, Fish on Jay, I know he is from the New York area and stuff, but he's one of the rare, most of the stories you see, Billy Corbin, the documentarist that did the documentaries on ESPN, the 30 for 30 specials about the Miami Hurricanes, Cocaine Cowboys, all that stuff. Yeah, David brings up, I did see that video, I pulled it. But I'm waiting for some, because it was only like a 10-second clip, and I'll get into that story, David. What an idiot. Who would want to fight Mike Tyson? But back to Florida. Billy Corbin said that Florida is a shady place is a sunny place for shady people to hide. And that is the truth, because everybody in the country comes to Florida. Uh-oh, got a phone call coming in. I begged for it. Hello, Tuttle Daily Podcast. Who's this? Hello?
It's your boy, Fish.
Hey, what's up, Fish on Jay? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I'm just leaving work, man. It's one of those late nights. I was in the Villages today. Holy crap, man. Those old folks, man, they like to party.
Did you catch any STDs? You know, a lot of people don't know that about the Villages. The Villages have the highest amount of sexually transmitted diseases, because all the old people is like, oh, what do I care? I'm so old. I'm just going to raw dog it.
That's pretty much it. You know, they're almost dead. They got nothing to lose. They got a lot of money. Like, hell, why not? I catch herpes, jump into this oily orgy with a whole bunch of the folks. Why not? But you know what? I was dodging herpes like playing the game lava on the floor.
Now,
pretty much, yeah. But, dude, I want to...
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, man, you know, being a born, raised New Yorker, you know, born in Manhattan, lived in the Bronx and Yonkers and the real tough part, I can tell you, man, there's absolutely no way in hell you can ever catch me moving back to New York City.
But...
Absolutely. I love... It's my home forever, but I can never, ever go back.
Fish on Jay, am I right or am I wrong, though? Like, I mean, you can't just go and pick out a fishing spot like you feel it up in New York. I mean, there are so many places here in Florida. There's so many natural resources, water, just being out in nature and stuff. And that's something you can't find up there, right?
Hey, yeah, you know what? If you go upstate, you know, there's great hiking. Biking, there's got great wilderness, but that's the upstate. You gotta take a nice little drive to get away from the buses and the trains and the horns. That's one big thing. The horn is 24/7. But you know, here in Florida, excluding the parks, let's not talk about, you know, Disney and Universal. Let's talk about wild Florida
nature.
Exactly. Going down to Everglades Park, you know, Holiday Park, that Alligator Alley, going on airboat tours.
Lake Okeechobee, the Everglades. Jay, you know, there's another thing on WESH, Tony Manalfi. He's been doing this series. Do you realize the area that I live on? That Volusia, Flagler, Brevard, you know, area with the Halifax River, the Mosquito Lagoon, The Indian River, just that whole, do you realize that they say that it's one of the most unique ecosystems in the whole world? Nope, your door is ajar.
Yeah.
But it really made me sad because they're talking about what we have done and how we've destroyed this area. Like how the fishing and just the wildlife and the runoff and everything that we've done to it, we're absolutely destroying it.
You know, it's sad to say, yeah. I mean, just look at why we have certain seasons for example, for snook. We almost fished out snook to nothing. Now, if you want to fish for snook, number one, you need a permit. And number two, you can only keep it when it's seasonal between 28 32 inches, and that's our fault.
Yeah,
because we almost fished the hell out of them.
Why?
Same thing with the last grouper. Look at that. We almost fished that to nothing, but now they're making a comeback.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get into that. But one last thing before I let you go, Jay. Have you ever been to Green Springs that I went to?
No, man. But we definitely have to make a little trip.
Dude, do you want to go?
Down.
All right, man.
Down to go.
Well, I'll definitely give you a call after the show, man. We'll make some plans. I definitely want to do some fish surfing. Okay.
And I have some ideas for content. I've been doing a lot.
All right, man. Well, have a good one, man. I really, really appreciate it. See ya. All right, man. That's my buddy. His phone. I know that a lot of people were probably having a hard time hearing him, but let's get back to my video I did of Green Springs.
But it is gorgeous. Look at the canopy and everything. People ask what the climate, the ecosystem is like. It's subtropical. Because look at the canopy. It is just like a rainforest. Thought I would get more of a wider angle video. Wow. Crazy. I'm going to go to the other side. The Springs Overlook, it has two of them here. I've already been on the one side. Coming over here. Oh, they got some documents telling me a little bit about this spring. Because a lot of people think that it's dirty, but no, I'm almost sure it's probably the limestone or something. Looks really, really cool. Delicate green waters. Once said to be the bottomless Green Springs, actually has lateral vents and a widening shaft.
Oh, man. I wasn't reading very well either because my eyesight has gotten horrible. Horrible as of late when it comes to close-up reading. And I completely butchered it.
That descends 76 feet to a slick-covered limestone floor. Algae and sulfur affect the spring's color, but dry spells can darken the water and even halt the discharge. So, yeah, this has got to go out there. Cast of characters here is a long run. Florida native, Seminole War soldiers, and colorful developers and hustlers. Cornelius Taylor promoted his springs in 1840, offering bottled water. I don't know. If it worked, I would definitely drink it. But you can see there's like fish and everything down in there.
Seriously, people, I really have been working out. And, man, the microphone on the iPhones pick up everything.
Somebody said they saw a gator as well, too.
By the way, if you want to see this video, it's going to look much better if you go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Tuttle. That video is available. If you could, share it. Tell everybody about it. I don't even know. Maybe you guys think this stuff is boring.
All right. I think I'm going to take off out of here, but this place is really, really awesome. I just ran into some guys. They didn't want to be on camera, but you know what? I got to get one more shot.
They were smoking a joint.
They were out there
drinking some beer.
Smoking pot and drinking beer, but I tried to interview them. I can't do that to people. I could have probably secretly recorded and stuff, but... Wow. Amazing.
I said wow again.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Listen to all the birds. Listen
until
to the birds.
The birds are coming back. Man, look at how tall and big some of these trees are. Man.
Wow. Wow.
So, if you're wanting to come to Green Springs, it is in the Deltona area of Volusia County, Florida, not that far off of I-4. Very, very easy to find. Just make sure you check out Green Springs. I highly suggest to download the Volusia County Parks and Rec app. This is how I found out about this place.
All right, so that video is available. All the videos. What did you guys think of last night's interview that I did with Eric Twiggs? The guy seemed very, very nice. He wasn't giving me anything at all. Nothing. I bet his wife was, like, on the other side of the camera and stuff. And I really cannot be that picky when it comes to the interviews. We get a lot of interviews and stuff. That's also the other reason. I wanted to find out what tonight's show, because I was supposed to have an interview tonight. There was somebody that was complaining the other day about the interviews. Maybe it was because that it was a recorded interview and stuff. I really, really don't know. But I wanted to see how the numbers were going to be tonight. And I really don't know, and I'm not looking at them because I got a piece of paper and tape over the time and numbers where I can't see it at all. This is a big story that's going on in Orlando. Now, I don't have any problem with it, but I do have a problem with people that have never, like, smoked cannabis or done weed before. And I don't understand why this bride would. This definitely sounds like something a guy or a groom would do, right? This for sure sounds like something that a dude would do, not a woman. Here in Orlando, they had a wedding. It was in the Winter Park area, I think. And the bride and the caterer, this is so dumb. I don't even understand why anybody would do this. But all the food that was catered, they decided that they were going to put marijuana in the food.
Tonight, a Central Florida bride and her caterer faced some felony charges. That's because detectives say they laced the food they served to their wedding guests.
So dumb and a waste. Because if somebody has never done marijuana before and they eat something and they did not know and they started feeling that way, because some of these edibles, man, they will drop you. They will body you all day because the weed is getting so much better. My mom, I remember when my mom had cancer the first time, I was working on Drew Garabo's show. I can't remember exactly who I got it from. I did get some weed from somebody at the radio station. I do remember now, but I'm not going to blow him in on it. I brought it home, and my mom had smoked weed before. But it was all dirt weed. It was regs. It was shake. She never got any of that hydroponic stuff. And it knocked her on her ass. But like I said, the weed is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Let me go. Iggy T wrote some. Ate a cookie once and thought I was going to die. Iggy, that's the thing about weed. If you go into it knowing. Iggy, like I said, she wrote, I ate a cookie once and thought I was going to die. LOL, never had an edible again. Iggy, when you realize that people don't OD on weed, it just does not happen. It doesn't happen at all. It's your brain playing a trick on your body. Because the brain is not your friend. Your mind is not your friend. It just puts doubt in your head. And it tries to mess with you. Once you realize that you're not going to die from marijuana, You might get really high, which I've been there. I've gotten so high that I have just, I can't even talk about some of the stuff that I have contemplated in my mind. I've thought of some pretty cool stuff that I've forgotten about. That's why I write everything down. Iggy also writes, oh, I know, but my brain was telling me I was. That's the thing about it. And that's what's so great about cannabis and marijuana. You live in a country that they don't look down on you. Here in the United States, yeah, it's getting better. More and more people are doing it. But it's just not going to bother you. But I would like to get your feedback, Iggy. What would make a bride want to do this? I just marijuana. Don't get it.
Deputies say several of the guests wound up in the hospital. West 2's
not because they were going to die, because their brain basically fucked them. That's exactly what happened. They weren't going to die. They maybe felt like they were going to die, but they also didn't know that they ingested marijuana. I'm telling you right now, if I had never done weed before and I ate some food that I didn't know had marijuana in, I would feel like I was poisoned.
Amanda Duke spoke with a friend of the bride who says what should have been a joyful celebration turned into a nightmare.
That sounds like a party to me. Oh, man, this bride, though, like, look at her. Red in the head, fire in the hole. Look at the curves. Look at the... I know this is a far-off shot. Also, look at this. Look at this. They blocked out. Usually, if you heard about this story, you would think that it was a groom. They're covering the groom's face to protect his identity. They're straight showing the bride.
This is video Miranda Katie recorded of her friend, 42-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Come on. All right. I know a lot of you guys don't comment. I know I got people in there. I got to have people in there, even though I can't see the numbers because I do have it covered up. Matter of fact, I do have to take a picture. Even the groom was embarrassed. LOL. Iggy T writes, even the groom was embarrassed. LOL. But David Rivera. David, thank you again for the $20 coming in on the super chat. She probably thought it would be funny. I mean, I would think it's funny, but I would never do that on my wedding night. It wouldn't. Steve Duncan, I agree with you. It sounds good, doesn't it? It does, in theory, but you just can't do that on your wedding night. You just can't do it. Fish on J, first weed, just you wait. Medicinal cocaine. I mean, look, I'm down for it. Manu, you bring a great point. I've been there, Manu. I've hallucinated numerous times on weed, but never died. Exactly. That's your brain. That is your brain playing tricks on you. You're not going to die. Your brain's just playing a big prank on you, and that's it. But look at her. Dania Glennie. It's kind of hard to tell how old she really is. I would say no younger than 30, but she could be a good-looking 40-year-old. Redhead, big jugs, curvy waist. Yeah, she's definitely down the party.
Dania Shea Glennie getting married at the Springs in Longwood, February 19th.
I just always respected her energy, her vibrance, her enthusiasm, and was really happy to celebrate this day with her.
Katie,
that's the Atomic Shaman. Sweat Lodge, you bring up a great point. See, that is the thing. With the advancement of plastic surgery and all these fillers and Botox, yeah, that's why it's hard to kind of judge a woman nowadays. It's really blurred the lines, Atomic Shaman. And that's a great point you bring up. It really, really is.
Realtor knew Glennie as an accomplished businesswoman and never...
I mean, Manu, you're right. Fentanyl will kill you. But we're all talking about weed, brownies, and food. I'm not agreeing what this bride did was right, but these people were going to be okay. Just a bunch of squares. That's all it is.
Dreamed her attendance at her friend's wedding would turn into a nightmare.
I thought I was having a heart attack, you know.
That's what weed does to you. That, because it's not going to do it to you. Where else could you, like, get the feeling of a heart attack and not die? Matter of fact, maybe weed is a good thing. Maybe weed will get you to recognize a heart attack or a stroke or anything at all, but it's not going to kill you. Now you know what a heart attack feels like, and if you're really, really having one and you haven't done any weed and you weren't, like, secretly laced any marijuana, then you're good. Iggy T brings up a great point. Anxiety tech, LOL. I'll get into that. Let me play this. You know what? Anxiety attack. I have one for the first time. It's the only time in my life that I thought I was going to die. And by the way, if you're having an anxiety attack, the worst thing you can do is check your blood pressure or check your pulse. Matter of fact, if you're having an anxiety attack, rip your Apple Watch right off your hand and throw it as far away from you as you can. Because the more and more you check your blood pressure and your pulse and all that good stuff, the worse it's going to get. Panic attacks really do feel like you're going to die. Your heart is boom, boom. Like, it's the worst. Panic attacks are by far the worst thing that I've ever had to deal with in my life. Because it gets in your head. Panic attacks are the biggest trash talkers in the world. Panic attacks are actually taking their penises and pinning it right in your skull. They're fucking your brain. They are straight up fucking your brain. And the first time you have one, you don't even know that panic attacks are basically poking in the chest and they're a paper tiger. That is exactly what panic attacks are. The sooner that you realize that and stop getting in your own head, the better off you'll be, because panic attacks will have no power against you.
My heart was racing, and before I went to bed that night, I mean, I slept in my car that evening right there on site because I was too afraid.
According to the Seminole
Lightweight
County Sheriff's Office, Katie and multiple guests at the wedding fell ill. One man,
not ill. They just didn't know that they were having a good time.
And who called 911 said he felt like he had drugs inside him. And
yeah, okay. What'd you do? Put it in your prison wallet or something? Manu writes in the chat room. Matter of fact, if you want to comment on the story that I'm talking about, Manu writes, I had my first anxiety attack a couple of months ago. That wasn't funny, and I have high blood pressure. Manu, I mean, anxiety attacks are not great when you have high blood pressure. Manu, did you check your blood pressure when you were in the middle of the panic attack? Because it is definitely a bad thing. And I'm not saying that panic attacks are not real and they can't be detrimental, because they are. But they do just get in your head. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Manu.
Several guests told first responders the food they'd eaten was laced with marijuana. Katie says a friend at her table suspected it.
But he's like, are we stoned right now? And everyone's just kind of looking around each other laughing. And
all right, so let's be honest.
We absolutely were. We were high as a kite, all of us.
All right. Sounds like you were having a pretty good time. So why are you just speaking up and stuff? I just don't get it. David Rivera writes, I started smoking 2 years ago after I retired at 55 years old, and I wish I started earlier, but we had random drug tests. Now, David, my dad always taught me, you don't ask a soldier that has served and has seen combat, and I'm not even going to ask that, but did the marijuana help you out with any of your anxiety or any of the stuff that you went through when you were fighting for this country? I really do. I mean, I wish that they would let our soldiers that are even active duty smoke a little bit of weed. I mean, not while they're like on active duty or fighting, but I really do think that it would help. We really got to start getting away from that stigma. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm being Johnny Marijuana. I'm not. It's not for everybody, but it's better than the prescription pills that the medical industry is pushing on our vets and just people that are dealing with stuff. I'd rather people be high than alcoholics and stuff or smashing pain pills.
Us out of our minds.
According to the incident report, deputies asked the bride and another unidentified person if they had put...
Stephen Duncan writes, hell, smoked with a granny on my delivery one night. Do you realize how many older people are smoking? They're just not out about it. Some of these grandmothers and grandpas would smoke some of the young kids under the table.
Cannabis in the food, and the bride responded, no. But now, 2 months...
Hold on. I missed that. Look, I mean, that's a pretty good shot of her. Hold on. Let me see this. Let me see if I can see
an identified person, if they had...
Look at that. She got the hips. Hips don't lie. Hips don't lie that I laced my dinner party with marijuana. Steve Duncan, she was 73 and she provided it. Steven, was it good stuff at least? I'm sure she had some fire stuff.
Put cannabis in the food, and the bride responded, no. But now, 2 months later, after detectives tested food items from the wedding, Glennie and her caterer, 31-year-old Jocelyn Bryant.
All right. This right here seems like the biggest odd couple, because if you didn't know anything about Dania Glennie, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's an Irish person right off the boat, maybe. And Jocelyn, you'd be like, why are these two lacing people with marijuana? Matter of fact, I never understood that. Why do people lace food with marijuana without people knowing? Also, the other thing, why does everybody get worried during Halloween? Oh, be aware of marijuana-laced candy. Guess what? Potheads are not giving away their weed when it comes to giving to kids. They're not going to do that.
Have both been arrested and face felony charges of reckless tampering, culpable negligence, and possessing marijuana.
I don't know why. I think that is the biggest question on all of our minds in speaking to some of the family members. I think people just want an explanation.
Katie says some wedding guests have been unwilling to speak out.
I know so many of my friends who wouldn't want me speaking with you.
But All right. Look, people might be mad at me. Why is she crying? Seriously, why is she crying?
There's so many people that don't want to talk to you. And I probably shouldn't be talking to you either, but this is such a traumatic experience.
Gout.
I know so many of my friends who wouldn't want me speaking with you, but I think it's so important that people stand up for
me. If she has a boyfriend or she's married, I feel horrible for him. Why are you crying? If you are so emotional about this, why are you on camera?
Speaking with you, but I think it's so important that people stand up for what's right. And, you know, you have to respect other people's free will.
Oh, God. Why are you getting choked up? This was so hard because somebody laced you with some weed. Like I said, I don't agree with it. But is this something to get so, like, emotional over if you were so scarred? Now, Iggy T, I don't know. That's a great point that you bring up. Hold on, did they say something about kids?
Speaking with you, but I think it's so important that people stand up for what's right. And
no, I don't know.
You have to respect other.
You know what's funny? Here, let me finish the story.
Other people's free will and boundaries and option to have a choice in something like that.
West 2 News reached...
Oh, come on, guys. Yeah, it's the lib of TikTok narcs. I don't know, but come on, guys. Look at this dress that she is wearing right now. Oh, Jake Hudson. Jake, I've been really, really bad about getting back to emails and stuff. I'm going to get with you tomorrow. Matter of fact, you got my number still, Jake. Give me a call tomorrow, please, at some time. I want to talk to you. But look at this dress, man. Look at the cleavage on this. No, I thank you, Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge. Because that is what I'm talking about. That's not a family-friendly dress. Look at that. That is straight up open. And she's not wearing a bra. You know that she's not wearing a bra right now. Look at this. And guys, if you're listening to the audio version of the Tuttle Daily Podcast right now and you want to check this out, it's available on all my visual platforms. I got to be careful about plugging them all because I'm, you know, kind of on them right now. But Jesus Christ, Iggy, anybody got to guess what size breasts those are? My God, look at, all right, I'm going to stop.
Out to Glennie and Bryant, but did not get a response. Amanda Dukes reporting, West 2 News.
All right. I want to talk about this. So, Iggy, I want to bring this up to you. I want to get people, 44. I mean, those are some big-ass boobs. Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge says 44 Ds. Iggy says, those are like F's, oh, LOL. Cookie cutter interview, Fish on Jay says, I agree with you. All right, I don't talk about my wedding that much. There was a big, big hullabaloo or hullababoo about my wedding. My wife did not want any kids at her wedding. Well, she kind of like, you know, I should have known ahead of time. I'm not saying anything bad about my wife. Isn't weddings for the ladies? They are. My wife, well, my ex-wife, but my wife at the time. Bishon J, see, I'm glad I didn't bring that up. Did Wesh knock on their door? LOL. I that's what I'm saying. Every news reporter will knock on the door. They never answer. They're just not going to answer. But I had to tell a couple of my family members that were coming to my wedding that their kids were not allowed. My wife put an age limit on our wedding. There were some younger kids that my wife was like, no, we're not having kids at the wedding. And if you're a lady in the chat room right now, I would love to hear from you. Is that something that was unreasonable? Or was it? I just don't get it. But I also, Iggy T writes, and she's all woman. I had kids at my wedding, but I think that no kids wedding are fine too. And I get it. It's a special time. Sometimes parents don't control their kids and they're crying and they'll just leave them there and not walk out of the room during a special moment and stuff. So I do understand that aspect of it. She didn't have to deal with it. Nobody on her family side had young kids. There were, you got to remember, most of my family is from the South and stuff. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of young kids because white trash, and I'm not calling all my family. It's just jokes, people. It's just jokes. I'm not saying my family is white trash and stuff, but we do like to breed a lot, except me. I was smart. I knew that I didn't want to bring kids in the world. I didn't want to fuck them up like I was fucked up, not to the fault of my parents and stuff. There were other unfortunate circumstances that I do hope to get into in the future. I gotta tell you, if the person that fucked me up as a kid, I ever run into that person again, it's gonna be bad news. And that's not a threat. I'm not gonna do anything to mess up my life any more than this person has. But I just don't know how I would react if I ever run into the person that caused me the trauma that I went through as a child. And I know that I've talked about that. The only reason I don't talk about it is that's the thing about it. Do you realize that I went through some pretty fucked up shit as a kid and stuff that I didn't tell the last year and a half of my father's life that I didn't tell him? And a lot of people, why? You know, there are so many people, I know that I'm going off on a way tangent here, and I know that I'm flirting with the line. The reason I didn't tell my dad until the last year and a half, because I knew that I didn't want my dad to spend the last year and a half of his life, and I didn't know that it was going to be the last year and a half of his life. I was just like, he's old. You know what? It's been long enough. I just don't want to see my dad go to jail for murdering or killing somebody. Now, I'll let you guys make your own conclusions and stuff. But I finally told him, I made him promise me. Made him promise me, and he did. My dad's a man of his word and stuff. And it was a relief to talk about, but my dad would have killed this person. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I don't even know, like, if I'll get in trouble even talking about this. My dad's gone. I'm not going to do stuff. But there is somebody in my family that my dad probably would have killed. And I'll leave it at that. That's it. And a lot of people are like, why did it take you so long to talk about something? I you know, that makes me so mad. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop, because if I don't stop right now, I'll spill my guts. And that's about it. Anyways, good times, people. Good times. Good times. You know what? Let's get into a great story. You know, a lot of people want to talk about not protecting yourself. Oh, too many guns. I don't understand why people don't, like, carry a knife or some type of protection. This old lady, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Yeah, Manu, it sucks. I tried to hang myself from a ceiling fan, and if it wasn't for shitty-ass construction, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you. It opened up my eyes. It really did. This woman was taking the trash out. She got, when I was reading it, I thought it was a javelina, but it's a javelina. And I was like, what the hell is a javelina? I guess a javelina is like a hybrid of a warthog, or just a boar pig and a mini pig. But if this woman was carrying a knife or a gun on her or something, I don't go outside without some type of protection. You just don't know what's going to happen to you. This woman got held hostage. She's having to get rabies shots and all that good stuff because she didn't have anything to, like, protect herself against this javelina.
You know, by the time I knew there was an issue, it was way too late.
Kelly Rylich has lived in her Hidden Valley home.
See, Atomic Shaman says javelina tastes good. Are they swine, Atomic Shaman? Because why? I mean, here in Florida, we have a big problem with feral pigs, but these are just like pigs that people are raising that got out and they spent so much time out and they bred with boars and stuff. Yeah, Atomic Shaman says they are small wild pigs. I don't know. But this pig really, really got this woman.
For 23 years, she says a simple trip to take out the trash took a dangerous turn on Tuesday night.
You always have to be prepared. You know, like us as humans, we have just become too complacent. We don't think that anything. We think we are just so full of ourselves that we think that we are so far on top of the food chain that nothing is ever, ever going to get us. And I'm telling you right now, fuck that. I'm telling you, I always at least bring a knife or a gun with me. And I mean, Alan McKinney says pigs that get out are the worst. I mean, the feral pigs, the wild pigs here in Florida, they are causing so much damage. And I mean, I couldn't agree with you anymore, Alan McKinney. Ruining the land. People don't realize how much damage these pigs are causing. And everybody wants to be like, oh, you know, PETA, oh, you can't kill the pig. No. You know what? There's a lot of starving people, a lot of homeless out there. Let's kill these little mother effers. And let's take care of some of these starving people. Or let them go out and hunt them. Do whatever. But you just can't think that you're safe all the time. If I go into a movie theater, I always look at the exits. I always look around to make sure, all right, after that Batman theater shooting, I'm always looking around.
At around 6:30, she stepped outside to move some bins, and that everyday chore suddenly turned into a two-minute attack that came out of nowhere.
Look at these things. Come on, man. I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but really? I would kick these bitches right in the head. Do these javelinas have a tusk like regular pigs or boars? But I'm telling you right now, he might get a good shot on me, but I'm going to get my knife. You know, when I go out and do my running and my exercising or around the neighborhood, I always have a knife in my hand. I don't even have it in my pocket. And trust me, the knife is not an open blade because I don't want the cops called on me and stuff. But I run and walk and jog with a knife in my hand ready to be able to pull it out. Alan McKinney, where I live, where you need a 9 to go out and pee. Okay, well, I'm telling you right now, Alan, I have my concealed carry, and guess what? I'm not going outside in the Ocala National Forest without my sidearm. It's not happening. People are too comfortable in their lives.
The trash barrel sent me and the trash barrel flying and then immediately started lunging at me.
Kelly says the javelina chased her down and bit her leg.
I couldn't get up because he kept circling around and he was...
Kick him if you had a knife or even a stick. You don't have to carry a walking stick. Carry a walking stick that you can hit the little thing with or push him away. But no, you went out with nothing except carrying the trash bin. She's got to be single. She has to.
You know, they're actually a lot faster.
Yeah, they are fast. But Fish on Jay does bring up a great point. Pigs are more dangerous than bears and gators. They are aggressive. My point exactly. She's lived around this area for how long? She didn't, like, want to protect herself if pigs are that dangerous? I mean, that's on you, old lady. It's on you.
And you expect.
She was able to escape and get through her front gate to safety.
I finally managed to shove him with the trash
bag. All right, I know that I'm about to go on a little bit of a rant here, but this is just a case of, you know, everybody talks about the rich, they are just way off better. And I'm not saying that this woman is like extremely rich, but this is a nice place that she lives at. You know, if like things ever really got bad and we had a big war or something like that, or just like, you know, I know that's never going to have a zombie apocalypse, or just we didn't have a government anymore. Guess what? The rich, all that money you have, it's not going to do you any good, because guess what? People like me, Fish on Jay, Alan McKinney, Manu, the guys that have had to face adversity, and I'm not saying the rich haven't faced any adversity, but they just don't know about real life. People like us, we're going to be fine because we've had to suffer a little bit. We've had to struggle. We've had to learn how to make do with what we have. And all these stories are rich assholes. These are rich assholes that have never, ever had to face normal, everyday adversity that could face them. Like, hey, maybe I should bring a gun. Hey, maybe I should bring a knife or even just a walking stick. No, you're just too comfortable with your life, fat and happy. And this is why you got attacked.
Carol, and I scrambled up and I ran into my courtyard that has the little gate.
But it didn't end there. The animal chased Kelly into her front yard. She also realized that she was locked out of her front door and yelled for help.
Once again, survival of the fittest. Just because you got a lot of money does not mean you're the fittest. Just means you can buy your way out of ordinary everyday problems and you become too comfortable with your life. And a goddamn javelina brought you down to zero, brought you right down to his level, and he owned you. This little pig owned you.
But the javelina wouldn't leave and held its ground for about 20 minutes.
Come on, look at these things. Are the big ones like the adults? Because I'm telling you right now, I'd have no problem. I would kick the absolute shit out of this pig if it attacked me when I was taking out my garbage bin.
He just kept like pacing back and forth and back and forth. And every once in a while, he would like throw his body.
And you locked yourself out of your house. How smart are you?
Up against the gate, and I'm scared to death. He pulled up. You can see my solar.
Oh my God! Oh, don't bust me up. He pulled up your solar lights. Alan McKinney says, "Yeah, guess what? This wouldn't happen to some white trash in Volusia County, because Alan McKinney says mean dogs and big gun." Well, for one, everybody's got a big dog in this area. And they behave. They protect their owners. A lot of pit bulls in Volusia County. You know, I'm just saying.
Like, he pulled them up out of the ground and was chomping on them.
A neighbor finally heard Kelly scream for help and called 911. Now she's taking rabies treatments and is hoping for the best.
Yes. By the way, that pig didn't have rabies. That pig was just hungry and was fed up with your stuff. Man, whatever.
I'm on antibiotics. I got a tetanus shot. I'm on rabies.
Why a tetanus shot? Did the javelina have rusty metal teeth?
I have to take the rabies vaccine. They gave me the first series, and I have three more series.
Good, you deserve it, because that'll learn you.
So I have to do.
Kelly says she plans to double check her surroundings and only take out the trash in the.
Well, now you like I said, that'll learn you. Well, exactly. See, David Rivera. See, that's thing. That proves my point, David Rivera. Why not use the garbage can to put it between you and the pig? Because guess what? This lady, this is a nice area. I'm sure it's a good neighborhood. She's never faced adversity. She's never had to think on her feet. Because that's what I would have done. I would have used a garbage can between, but no. They think that somebody's going to help them. My God. You know, most of nature is survival of the fittest, but the rich are not the fittest. They are just not. Yeah, I mean, Alan McKinney, feral pigs are so mean they don't get rabies. Rabies don't even mess with feral pigs.
The middle of the day, she also has a word of caution for anyone who lives in a remote area.
The scariest thing is, you know, be very careful, particularly like if you're walking a dog because they have a tendency to.
Most of these people have toy dogs. Listen to that. Be careful when you're walking your dogs. Guess what? Ain't no javelina gonna mess with anybody in Volusia County. If you're walking your dog,
because it's not going to happen. To not like dogs, but also,
could you imagine if one of these little mini javelinas rolled up on a Roddy, a pit, a jerk? Yeah, a manly dog would absolutely destroy this pig.
Dog, because they have a tendency to not like dogs, but also, you know.
Oh, Fozzie, checking in. How are you, my friend? I screw pigs almost exclusively. I mean, we've all been there, Fozzie. We've all been there.
If you
hope you've been well, Fozzie.
One, don't approach it.
Chandrea Thomas, K-Gun 9, on your side.
K-Gun. That bitch should have had a gun. And I'm going to close with this. Everybody's been making a big deal about this, but it is college baseball, and I understand it. I completely understand it. Did you guys see this? Did you see this pitcher tackle Fozzie, the ultimate wingman? But did you see this pitcher after somebody hit a home run off of him? This guy needs to change sports because he straight up bodies this guy. He drops him down. Fozzie, did you see this guy?
Okay, guy gets tackled in football, no big deal. But baseball, there's a...
I mean, a lot of baseball fights, they're all... It's just nothing but a bunch of pushing and shoving. But this pitcher was not having it. Like, he straight up speared this guy.
The reason a viral video has been viewed more than 2 million times. Scoop Jefferson shows us how a college baseball game in North Texas went completely off the rails.
Watch this.
Looks like a pretty good pitch there. Just missed Woodward.
This is video of the Weatherford College Coyotes ahead in their first game against the North Central Texas College Lions.
Exactly. Go Gators. I did get to see the Gators win a World Series before my dad passed away with them.
But the tables.
Watch this. This guy needs to become a middle linebacker. Because this is a solid hit.
Turned in the sixth inning of their seventh inning matchup when Lions batter Josh Phillips takes the plate.
Oh, it's over the fence. It's a two-run home run.
Wait, did he say the pitcher? Because, all right, so baseball has always been a game. You don't show up the pitcher. You don't, like, do the big bat flip. But from what I've read is that the guy was talking major smack when he was going around the bases. I agree with you, Fozzie. If this was the major leagues, this pitcher would not be in trouble. This pitcher would be getting all the endorsement deals. And this is, I really do agree, Fozzie, that this is what baseball needs. And there's always been fights. You want to know what solidified Nolan Ryan's legacy? When he beat up a young Robin Ventura that charged the mound on him. This pitcher, look, watch this.
Give the Lions the lead.
Watch
next,
him. Pitcher's right there.
Watch
this.
Pitcher,
watch.
Owen Woodward leads the mound to launch a series.
Watch.
Oh no!
I've never seen a pitch.
All right, I gotta put that back. I wish I could like zoom in, but watch this, guys. Watch this. I think the guy was talking smack going around second.
Give the Lions the lead.
Next, you eventually
watch
see
him.
Weatherford
pitcher
Owen Woodward leave the mound to launch a serious attack.
Oh my. Oh,
that is a solid hit. That is, the guy got his head snapped.
No.
I've never seen a pitcher.
Oh, this guy here.
Defenseless runner.
Former college baseball.
This guy is a jobber. This guy right here, he just wanted his name out there. This guy is, he's the male version of a Karen baseball player.
Player Kel Bordwan runs a Twitter account called Texas College Baseball.
Yeah.
He knew right away the non-sportsmanship conduct would cost the player.
No, that's the thing about baseball. Baseball has those rules. You don't show up a pitcher, and if you pit one in his ear hole of one of your teammates, you hit the next batter up. That's just the way that it's always been. There are some rules that you got to live by, and baseball has always governed itself.
In the team.
When I saw this, I was like, there's no way these guys are sacrificing.
I can't take you seriously. If the Mike Tyson story I got, but it's just such a short clip. I'll get to it.
Their season, but futures in the sport.
Matter of fact, I think this is the hardest. Brush him back. Fossey brings it up. Brush him back. I mean, that's how it's always been. Baseball governs itself.
Sport as well. This is not going to bode well with whoever sees it.
A statement from Weatherford College baseball coach Jeff Lightfoot says, quote, "We are shocked and disappointed." Coach Lightfoot explained they are completely embarrassed and apologized to North Central Texas College and the fans of WC Baseball.
I bet that guy, you know, even if that pitcher is suspended and he is just kicked out of college baseball, guess what's going to happen? I bet he never talked smack rounding second base.
Umpires shut down the doubleheader, and now the attack is under investigation by the college. And
do you guys realize when Nolan Ryan usually... If a pitcher hits a batter, he gets tossed if it leads to a fight. Do you realize Nolan Ryan had so much swagger that he beat up Robin Ventura, a guy half his age, and he got to stay in the game? Not a lot of people talk about that. Do you also realize that Nolan Ryan took a line drive right in the face, bloodied, and he still finished the game? They don't make pitchers like that anymore.
And Weatherford College Police. Weatherford's pitcher could face school discipline, including expulsion. In Weatherford, I'm Scoop Jefferson.
All right. That's that. Look, I know that I have a made-up radio name. Fozzie, I mean, it's a great point. The plate belongs to the pitcher. I used to hate it when people would crowd me and stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Fozzie, I'm excited that you logged on to the show. I'm going to get out of here. Make sure you go to my social media, facebook.com/Tuttle, twitter.com/Tuttle, instagram.com/Tuttle. Just Tuttle, one-stop shopping. Just search Tuttle on all podcasting platforms. That's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E. If you want to reach out to me, you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Or email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Check out the audio version of the podcast available on all podcasting platforms. Going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.